You know the saying, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray? Well, that applies to a whole lot in today's broadcast. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our stories today are about what happens to plants in Nepal and the U.S. when God starts moving. Writing your country's constitution is hard because every word you write carries the direction of the nation. And Nepal's been having an especially tough time with it since starting this journey almost a decade ago. An Asian Access partner says the big question is secular versus Hindu nationalist law. Massive strikes have shut down parts of the country as demonstrators are calling for a secular country and freedom of religion. And then,
day before yesterday, what happened is government and all the political leaders, major leaders, decided to give the secularism.
But don't get too excited. While it is an answer to prayer, the whole process has been swinging back and forth for years. In 2 weeks, there's a vote on the draft. And then what?
Continue pray so that the government will put this secular constitution into the practice, because still the churches in Nepal not legally recognized.
Ultimately, religious freedom allows A2 to continue training church partners. And to that end,
I think it's one of the fastest growing church in Asia.
So Nepal's government is weighing the wishes of its people. And officials are taking similar action in the U.S. This summer, the Planned Parenthood scandal led to protests and petitions. And now the U.S. government is taking its first steps in uncovering the truth behind disturbing videos that were leaked this summer. Life International and Life Matters Worldwide are calling attention to God's plan for the unborn. Please pray for the message to be heard and for truth to be exposed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, God doesn't just have a plan for unborn lives. He's got a plan for Muslim lives as well. MNN's Katie Harth.
Is anyone beyond the reach of redemption? What about ISIS? According to Frontier's Perry LaHaye,
there's a great hunger for Jesus in the Muslim world. And we can really get distracted by all the stories dominating the headlines about ISIS and Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda. Of course, the terrorists need Jesus as much as any others.
In its free prayer guide, Frontiers outlines 30 ways you can pray for ISIS. Just like Saul, the greatest persecutor of Christians, became Paul, the writer of most of the New Testament, terrorists can become champions for Christ.
We just need to look at this through a biblical lens. Some say the fastest growing church in the world is in Iran.
I'm Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Since we're on the topic of praying, let's be praying for kids in Ukraine. It's rare to see children smile anymore because of the loss and violence that they see and experience on a daily basis. But Mission Eurasia is helping to restore hope in Jesus by giving the Greatest Stories of Hope gospel booklets out. And do they help? Well, ask Nastya. She received one of these booklets and said she wasn't scared of gunfire sounds anymore because she knew that Jesus would keep her safe. And Americans aren't facing the same issues as Ukrainians, but they are in equal need of salvation. And thanks to World Missionary Press, they're finding it. World Missionary Press prints gospel booklets that anyone could use as a simple tool to share Christ. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press.
Our staff here participated in the Elkhart County Fair in Indiana, which is, I think, the second largest fair of its kind in the country. And we just had tremendous opportunities to have one-on-one discussions with people. We gave coloring books to children, opened doors.
See, the booklets are planting spiritual seeds, but William says they're also reaping a spiritual harvest.
An older generation will have it, and when the family comes to close up things after this person has passed, this scripture booklet is in there. It's in his Bible, or it's on his bedstand or something, and someone reads it, and it hits.
You can find prayer and action points to all these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Just look for the links when you go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.